This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Dateline Fayetteville, where actor Will Smith is hosting the Walmart store shareholders meeting at Walton Arena on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. The event caps a week of manager meetings that the world's largest retailer uses to plot its strategy for the coming year. The Bentonville-based company is starting a test of a small format store called Walmart Express. The store is a smaller version of its neighborhood market grocery stores. The company is testing an urban version of the stores in Chicago as well. A rural version is to open next week in Gentry and is also being tested in North Carolina. Also, Walmart President and CEO Mike Duke says the company's top priority is building U.S. sales, but he also laid out a five-point plan for selling to the next generation customer. He said Walmart intends to grow through adding customers, opening new stores, and acquiring other retailers. He says Walmart is also working to increase its presence on the internet, particularly in China and the U.S., but Duke says that must extend to all countries where the company operates. At the end of a special meeting last night of the Batesville City Council, aldermen agreed to fund an increase in employees' medical insurance premiums until the end of this year and not pass any increase along to employees. Then the council will reevaluate. The provider, Municipal Health, said there is currently a 149% loss ratio on city employees or their covered family members. The company has increased the city's premium by 10%. The city is expecting another increase in January. In Independence County, on recent thefts, a Kubota MX5100 tractor was reported stolen from the Brian Henley property at Four Oaks Lane in Charlotte. Henley said the tractor was equipped with a front-end loader, and the two were valued at $12,500. And Tory Ring reported a Yamaha 660 Raptor four-wheeler has been stolen from his yard on Floral Road, and Jacob Hartley got stuck on his mother's ATV on a trail behind Egner Cemetery. When he and a friend went back to pick it up, someone had taken it. The TRX 350 FE Honda Rancher is valued at $4,500. You remember the elderly gentleman who was missing from the College Hill Apartments that I told you about in Batesville the other day? Well, he was found last night. Police were called to the Kroger store in Batesville regarding a man who appeared to be passed out on a sitting bench outside the store. When the 76-year-old Franklin J. Winfrey came to, he told Officer Colby Markham his name and then said he had no place to live. Markham said, by all indications, Winfrey appeared to be intoxicated. As a precaution, the man was taken to the White River Medical Center to be checked out. And speaking of Krogers, all friends, family, and associates of John Ed Smith are invited to a retirement celebration this Sunday, June 5th. John Ed will be retiring from Kroger. That celebration from 2 until 5:30 at Citizens Bank West Annex. Hors d'oeuvres will be served. And the Mountain View Water Department has contacted us and let us know that they have lifted the conservation water request on their system. They said to pass along to you that they appreciate your help very much. And finally, twins Julian and Adrian Reister were born seconds apart, 92 years ago, and they died hours apart in Florida this week. The Buffalo-born twins were also brothers of the Roman Catholic Order of Friars. They spent 35 years working together on tasks including carpentry and gardening at St. Bonaventure University. St. Bonaventure said the brothers were Franciscan friars for 65 years, and a spokesman, Tom Messel, says their deaths on the same day is an almost poetic ending to their lives. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.